We're talking to a living legend and a lady whose face will appear in a stamp in the next few minutes if you're down your post office. We're, of course, talking to Paulie McLean. Very excited. So is the stamp, Paulie, just wondering, is the stamp out now? Are you officially launching it?
As of today, yeah, it's out. And in fact, the little booklet has pictures of us on it, and the stamps themselves are cool. So you get to choose what kind of mood you want to put your recipient in. But to be honest with you, it's all it obviously will raise a smile from anybody.
Of course,
unless of course they're in trouble and the money was just resting in their account. Do you know what I mean? That's just, I know what you did.
Wouldn't that be a terrible letter to get from Revenue, which the stamp says is the money resting in your account?
Oh, it's bad enough when you see the harp on the brown envelope and you go into a sweat.
I can't go. There. That's on the way in October.
Okay, here we go. What we like to do is ask you the last five questions you'll ever be asked. Okay, I know.
Don't be scared. It's
calm awesome. Down. You're on a stamp, for God's sake. We'll accept any answer.
You're
now.
A big deal. Yeah.
You were before, by the way. Just didn't happen overnight. Paulie McLean, what's the last movie you watched?
Oh, I'm a big fan of the Guardians of the Galaxy series. Ah. So it was one of them. I love them.
They're great movies.
Groot. I love Groot.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Good choice. What about the last takeaway that you ate?
Oh, now, do you know, particularly during lockdown, I haven't been eating.
Eating, Polly, please.
Do you know, so the last takeaway, bound to have been chips from somewhere, because I love chips.
Chips from somewhere. Chips. We'll accept that as an answer.
We'll accept that.
What time did you go to bed at last night?
Oh, I know this because I was amazed at how freakishly early I was in bed.
Really?
But it was 20 to 10 because I was very excited about today.
20 to 10.
And I didn't sleep well as a result.
I'm just thinking, you're probably turning around. Still about 12 o'clock.
I have to get up. I don't have to get up at all.
Yes, I know, you're checking your alarm six times. Okay, what about the last time that you wore a hat?
It probably a few days ago when it was raining. I've taken to knitting myself hats.
Oh.
So I have a lovely purple tam o' shanter that I wear.
Wow, that's very posh, isn't
it? Yeah, I made it myself.
Fancy.
Yeah.
How long does it take to make a hat?
It doesn't take me too long, although I made up the recipe, I nearly said, for that, the pattern for this out of my head. So I can't sit in front of the television now without knitting, you see. So I started to experiment.
I have the same problem, but it's with wine.
You know, I've done the lockdown pretty much on the dry, and it's been quite amazing. I kind of like it. Oh, I hate to say that out loud.
Oh my God, Pauline, you are so different to the rest of us. You've had no takeaway and no wine.
And you're knitting your own hats.
I know. I'm not eating them yet, though, so that's okay.
You're such a good example of how things could have been.
And finally, Pauline McLean, when was the last time you cried?
I cry at the drop of a hat, and particularly if I'm happy about things. I'm a whinger like that. Not whingy, but good whingy. Mm. So I think it was probably, I did have a tear in my eye anyway recently because there's some fabulous rescue hens on a little site that you call Mr. Weasley on Facebook, and Mrs. Weasley died.
Mrs. Weasley
was brilliant for flunning, which was kind of flying, running. You know the way hens don't really fly, but they kind of run with their wings out. So Mrs. Weasley died. She had been a laying hen in a factory. She came out with no feathers and had 2 great years with a woman called Neve Hubie in Cork.
At least she had 2 good years.
But she's gone. And Mr. Weasley, her fella, had been another hen, so-called, out of the cages. But turned out he was a rooster. He's gone as well.
So
but if anyone wants to catch up with the adventures of the Weasleys and all the new rescues, they're on Mr. Weasley on Facebook.
And we've lost a flunner.
Mr. Weasley's on Tinder.
A flunner. Yeah, there you go.
Listen, Pauline, continued success. Amazing talking to you. Thanks for taking
the
call.
I know, we love talking to you. You're always good fun.
I'm now set up for the day. I'll be rampant throughout the GPO voice. over here with my stamp.
Yeah. And just before you go,
good woman,
please, just one bit of you will.
Oh yes, well, it's actually to do at the moment with wearing masks. Can I just say to everyone, wear a mask. Go on. Go on, go on, go on, go on, go on, go on, go on.
Well done, Pauline.
Okay, Pauline, we'll talk to you soon. Take care of yourself.
Take care.
All right.
See you later. God bless.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, and the stamps to
follow. She's always the same. Do you know that? She is consistently nice and consistently professional. Just such a great person. I think I say this on behalf of everyone. She's amazing.
She is. She is. And she's a legend. She's a treasure. She is, she's part of the fabric of Irish society.
She is. And now she's on a stamp.
Okay, it's Nova.